Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. It's Thursday. Oh my gosh, this week is going by really fast. Okay, I have to tell you something. I am scheduled to have a colonoscopy on Monday morning. First thing Monday morning. My husband has had a couple. I've not had one. I do not want this to happen. I know it's a regular routine, in and out, no big deal. I know that, but it terrifies me. It terrifies me. I don't want, I'm very antsy and anxious and stressed out about it. I'm trying not to be. But anyway, if you could think of any kind of humorous things to share with me, please do so to make me laugh and to ease this discomfort that I am feeling about going in on Monday morning. You're going to be put under. That terrifies me. I mean, I've been put under before, but I'm older now. I have some other health issues that I'm worried about. Maybe they don't put you under as strongly as they would for, you know, regular surgery or something. I don't know. But anyway, I'm a little worried, concerned. I don't want to do it. The thought of what they're doing just makes me very upset. Okay, anyway, let's move on. I didn't mean to share all that with you, but we're going to move on. That's why the week is going by fast, because I don't want Monday to get here. So that's why it's going by fast. All right, going on. We're going to move on. Okay, news. Nope, that's not what I want. Looking for my that is my profile. Okay, here we go. Found it. Well, Prince Harry officially renounces British residency and lists U.S. as his new country on documents. And all I have to say to that is, ugh. I'm going to go ahead and read it, though. This is by Lauren Sarner on New York Post. The prodigal son will not return. Prince Harry has renounced his British residency and claimed America as his home in new paperwork. On Wednesday, for his first public remarks since his sister-in-law Kate Middleton announced her cancer diagnosis, Harry, 39, spoke via a video link at Travelist annual general meeting. Travelist is a sustainable travel organization that Prince Harry founded in 2019. Sustainable, come on. That word needs to be stricken. Okay. It's a nonprofit based in London, and as part of the organization's procedures at the end of the year, company returns were filed with Harry's new details. On it, he declared that his new country state was now the United States, according to documents obtained by the Daily Mail. When Harry founded the I'm not going to read any more of that. You can go read it if you're so inclined, which I'm sure you are not. All right, the next story is interesting. It's the Ozempic users appears to be changing. I'm sorry. Ozempic use appears to be changing people's personalities. Experts think they know why. So I'm going to have to look some of this up, because it starts off with, okay, first of all, it's written by Adriana Diaz, and she starts with, move over Ozempic finger, Ozempic face, and Ozempic butt. Say hello to Ozempic personality. What is Ozempic finger, Ozempic face, and Ozempic butt? I think I've heard of the Ozempic finger. Like, doesn't it make your fingers stink or something? I'm going to click on that right now. Ozempic finger is diet drug's latest side effect. People on Ozempic aren't just dropping pant sizes for hot girl summer. Finger and wrist sizes are shrinking too. Oh, that's it? Of course when you lose weight, you're going to lose weight in your fingers and your wrists. Duh. Come on. Really? I mean, that's the first thing I notice. Is the water retention goes away. I mean, come on, really? That's it? All right, but I'm clicking on Ozempic butt. I'm probably going to regret it. There is reportedly a new side effect to add to the list of repercussions from taking Ozempic butt. is the latest weight loss craze. I mean, is it because the latest weight loss craze? And users are claiming that they now have saggy butts as a result. Well, yeah, that's going to happen when you don't exercise and you lose weight. Do some squats, girlfriend. Get those squats in. I swear, people are so dumb. They're actually naming these things. All right, I got to look at Ozempic face. What, you're going to be sagging? Yep. My face really started to sag. Yep. Well, that's what happened when you lose weight, especially the wrong way. Especially, you got to eat right and exercise. All right. But let's see. Let's read what the people's personalities are changing into. All right. The latest transformative outcome of the buzzy weight loss drug may be the most profound yet. With a growing number of patients claiming that the GLP-1 medication and others like it have caused anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideation, even as they shed the pounds. Oh, fantastic. That's all we need. More anxiety and depression. Crazed people out there walking around. Dear God. Looking into the science behind the life-changing jabs, expert revealed why the medications, originally intended to treat diabetes, could be changing people's personalities and behaviors. Ozempic and other popular treatments like Wegovy have an impact on dopamine levels, which are responsible for a range of functions. Of course, you know, when a miracle, this is me talking now, not reading. Of course, when a miracle drug, miracle is in quotes, air quotes, when a miracle drug is announced and people will take it up like crazy, there are going to be side effects. Have we not learned anything from the COVID-19 jab? A lot, but you know, people with this weight loss thing, they'll stick anything in their bodies for that, won't they? Instead of doing some diet and exercise, I swear. Now, some people need this, like diabetes, like it was made for diabetic people. Okay, I get it. Along with impacting our emotional and physical drive for food, the brain chemical impacts feelings of reward, pleasure, and motivation and movement. I mean, remember a long time ago when people talked about emotional eating? Like, you're not really hungry, you just think you are, or you're sad and you want to eat something, or you're excited and you want to eat something. You know, when you reach for the refrigerator, you have to stop and ask yourself, am I really hungry, or do I need to deal with something here? Remember those? Yeah. These changing levels could help explain why some users have even claimed the drugs have also reduced their cravings for drugs, alcohol, and sex. Dr. Kent Berridge, a professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Michigan, explained to the Daily Mail that both addictive substances and food activate the same... Okay, sorry. That both addictive substances and food activate the same dopamine signals and reward learning regions of the brain. He also noted that cravings for addictive drugs are also amplified by hunger. When researchers are trying to get animal... Oh my God, this is so sad right here. This is so sad right here. When researchers are trying to get animals to learn to self-administer cocaine, they often will keep them hungry for a little while as this helps them learn, Dr. Berridge explained. Why are you trying to get animals to self-administer cocaine? Why? Why are you doing that? The medical expert added, hunger is specifically for food, but it's more general than that. It activates craving for a lot of things. If you're hungry, the motivational value of things, even that are not food, seems to increase. Well, I'm confused here. Because these drugs help patients to feel satiated for longer, experts believe they then also lessen cravings for things other than food as well, such as drugs and alcohol. Satiety may be not only reducing the craving for food, but potentially for other things, doctor said. So, okay. There's a long article. If you want to go finish reading that, I think it's fascinating, and I think you should go finish reading it. It's fascinating, and I just don't want to take up too much of your time right here by continuing to read it. So, anyway. Yeah, that's about it. I have... I think I'm going to reactivate my... Oh, hold on. One more story. One more quick story. Okay. I'm going to try to say this as plainly as I can because it is kind of confusing. Sal Grover is a woman. Sal. I know. S-A-L-L. Sal Grover is a woman. I think she is from Australia. I'm not sure. But she's not in America. She used to live here, but she doesn't anymore. She owns... she's the CEO and owns a social media app called Giggles for Girls. Now, I have written about this before on my blog. You can go read it over there. I've written it about it on Twitter under the articles section. And so anyway, she's a woman, a real biological woman. And it's sad that I have to say that. She owns CEO and owns the social media app for Giggles for Girls. Now, she did an interview recently where she says, There seemed to be like she had four large batches of men trying to access the app. So when that happens, they have an automatic, you know, delete. And it's, she goes into how they can determine there's like biotech involved in all this. Anyway, well, in one of the batches that she dismissed all of these men that were trying to attack the social media app, one of them decided to sue her, and his name is Roxanne Tickle. All right. So, but that's beside the point. I just wanted to let you know who Sal Grover was. Sal Grover is a woman. And she retweeted, I follow her on Twitter, and she tweeted something out of a headline here, pulled from a headline, and she tweets, "Our worst nightmares are now a reality." And the headline reads, "Arrested man suspected of killing singer with three shots after she scolded him for using a woman's bathroom." Now, I was trying to explain this to my husband this morning, and I had to explain it several times, because especially the first part with, anyway, because it is kind of confusing. So this man decides to go into a woman's bathroom. I'm assuming he's trying to be transgender, or maybe not. I don't know. But the man goes into the woman's bathroom. Another woman chastises him and says, you know, get out. He pulls out a gun and shoots her to death. So, Sal says, our worst nightmares are now a reality. Do you remember not long ago, and it's, you know, on Twitter, Ollie London, Libs of TikTok, all these big accounts that were exposing all this transgender ideology and stuff, would occasionally put out a video of a man in woman face threatening women, saying, I will hurt you if you confront me in your bathroom. Well, now you have it. A man killed a woman. I hope this goes, this needs to go viral. I need Kelly J to talk about it. I need Megan Kelly to talk about it. I need J.K. Rowling to talk about it. I need everybody to talk about it. All right, I know. I'm sorry. I went on too long. Question of the day. Actually, I'm going to go on a little further. I have activated my YouTube channel. I've revamped it and everything because I think I might come back to YouTube. I still want to use Rumble, but Rumble's not real popular. I have like 40 something followers over there. Where on my YouTube channel, I have over 800 followers. And I want, you know, if Kelly J. King can get on YouTube and talk about what she talks about, then so can I. I don't understand how, you know, anyway. What was I saying? Let's see. Oh, so the reason I reactivated my YouTube channel is because I want to start talking about this kind of stuff I just told you about. I want to get on the bandwagon with Kelly J. Keene and start talking vocally, publicly on video about this kind of thing, about the women's issues and the transgender and all that. My question is, and I put this out on Twitter yesterday, and then I deleted it. Because I thought, well, that's kind of silly. But anyway, I'm going to ask you here. No, I'm not. I'm going to save this for a different... Because I've gone too long. I'm going to save this for a different episode. And it's about... I'll tell you what it's about. Women and femininity and hair. we'll talk about that at a different time. Anyway, we're going to go on with the question of the day. Okay, when you do laundry and the clothes come out of the dryer, do you fold them right away, or do you kind of splay them out on the bed so they won't wrinkle, or you just wad them up and put them in the corner? What? How do you treat your laundry as soon as it comes out of the dryer? That is the question of the day. Now, I haven't done laundry in a long time. I try to fold them immediately when they come out of the dryer and hang the stuff up that needs to be hung up because I don't want them to wrinkle, because I don't want to have to iron. So, but I haven't done laundry in forever because my husband is home now all the time and he does all of that. All right, I gotta go. I have spoken way too long. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for listening to my ramblings and my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Have a great day.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!